Page 49. Measure number 24-473, City of Silverton. 5-year operating levy for swimming pool operations and maintenance. Question, shall Silverton impose a tax of $275,000 annually for 5 years for swimming pool operations and maintenance beginning 2023-2024? Summary, this measure renews current local option taxes. The city maintains and operates a year-round swimming pool that requires ongoing maintenance for continued operation. Current tax revenues are not adequate to fund the required maintenance and operating costs. The operating and maintenance levy would collect taxes over 5 years totaling an estimated $1,375,000. The amount would be levied annually in amounts of $275,000. The taxes would be used to fund necessary major maintenance of the pool and to fund continued year-round operation. Explanatory statement, the City of Silverton maintains and operates a year-round swimming pool that requires ongoing maintenance for continued operation. Current tax revenues are not adequate to fund the required maintenance and operating costs. The operating and maintenance levy would collect taxes over 5 years totaling $1,375,000, which would be imposed annually in equal amounts of $275,000. The taxes would be used to fund necessary maintenance of the pool and fund continued operation. In 2003, the voters of Silverton authorized a 10-year bond for $1.2 million to complete improvements to the pool, which was originally constructed in 1939. That bond resulted in a new bathhouse, improvements to the pool itself, and the installation of a zero-depth entry at one end. In 2013, the voters of Silverton authorized a 5-year levy for $1,375,000 for the operation and maintenance of the pool, which was a levy of 45 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. That measure was renewed in 2017 and expires June 30, 2023. This levy would allow for the continued operation and maintenance of the Silverton Pool, currently under contract with the Silver Falls Family YMCA. Funding would allow for future replacement of the pool cover. The levy would maintain the year-round use of the Silverton Pool for the following, but not limited to, recreation for all Silverton residents and others in the area, training facility for Silverton High School swim team, training and competition facility for the year-round community swim program, swimming lessons for area youth, exercise classes for all ages, lap swim use for all ages, handicap access, physical rehabilitation. How would this operating levy affect property taxes if passed? The levy would result in an estimated annual collection of 28 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, or approximately $56.90 a year for a home with an assessed value of $200,000, the same as the current levy. The estimated tax cost for this measure is an estimate only, based on the best information available from the county assessor at the time of the estimate, and may reflect the impact of early payment discounts, compression, and the collection rate. What if the measure fails? If the measure fails, the city will be unable to continue year-round operations of the pool. At this time, there are no identified alternatives to fund operation of the pool beyond June of 2023. Information submitted by Tracy Nichols, City Elections Officer, City Clerk, City of Silverton. No arguments were filed in support or in opposition to this measure. Here on page 50, Oregon legislative redistricting. Redistricting is the once-a-decade process that takes place following the U.S. Census. It is a process of redrawing United States House of Representatives, or Congressional and Oregon State Senate and State House of Representatives, or legislative district boundaries, to account for changes in population. Oregon's state legislative redistricting process is detailed in Article 4, Section 6 of the Oregon Constitution. The Constitution gives the Oregon legislature clear authority over the process, with the Secretary of State as a backstop if, for some reason, the legislature is unable to complete its process. On September 27, 2021, the Oregon Legislative Assembly completed the adoption of a new congressional and legislative redistricting plans for Oregon with the passage of Senate Bill 881A and Senate Bill 882. These plans were signed into law by Governor Brown and subsequently upheld by the courts. Elections using these new plans will take place in 2022, and those elected taking their seats in January of 2023. Information about locating an interactive map for the new state legislative districts can be found on the Oregon Secretary of State's website, https://sos.gov oregon.gov/redistricting. The Marion County website also has redistricting information with local and state district maps at https://www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections/pages/election-pub-forms-maps.aspx. You can click on the Marion County Election Precinct map at this site, type in your address, and the information specific to that address will appear. All Marion County voters were mailed new voter notification cards because of the redistricting process. Some voters may now have a new precinct number and possibly different federal and state representatives and Senate districts to vote in. Your general election ballot will reflect any of the changes that were made to your voting address area by redistricting.